WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state, and in your own backyard. This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
Good morning. It's 8 a.m. I'm Luke Mathers, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Some help is coming for cash-strapped programs and services in Wisconsin's largest county. The Milwaukee County Board has passed a sales tax increase that will reportedly bring in $82 million more a year. County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
We heard how bleak the county's fiscal situation is and how our non-mandated services, like parks and transit, as well as human services, are threatened if we do not enact a solution.
The vote was 15-3. The sales tax boost would save Milwaukee County from bankruptcy. County Executive David Crowley is expected to sign it next Wednesday. People in Wisconsin can now find out if they can get their internet service for less or even for free. Terry Bell explains.
The Internet Discount Finder is a website designed to help people find low-cost internet service and discount programs. People are eligible if they're already participating in one of a number of social safety net programs. It even extends to some people living in public housing or on tribal land. The latest estimate finds that fewer than half of the people in Wisconsin eligible for free or reduced-cost internet are taking advantage of it. The Internet Discount Finder is part of the work of Governor Evers' Task Force on Broadband Access. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
People who don't have Social Security numbers are issued a government number they use to pay their federal taxes. It's called the Individual Taxpayer Identification Number. It's more commonly known as the ITIN. Ryan Perez is an advocate for undocumented immigrants. He's part of an effort to get the private sector to accept the ITIN in more ways.
Expanding usage would allow folks to be renting and owning stable homes, being able to bank and contribute to financial institutions, and become fully accepted community members in their neighborhoods.
Perez says if undocumented immigrants could use their ITIN more like a Social Security number, it would be good for businesses, communities, and the economy. Opposition to a multi-billion dollar settlement surrounding PFAS or forever chemicals. Pete Schwabe with the details.
Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call are opposing a settlement with manufacturer 3M. The settlement could range between $10 and $12 billion for PFAS cleanup near 3M plants around the country. However, public water systems agreeing to the settlement do not know the true cost of the cleanup efforts before signing. Taxpayers could be responsible for the cleanup of the forever chemicals if the true cost exceeds the payout from 3M. Public water systems would be unable to sue 3M for additional cleanup money under the terms of the settlement. Pete Schwabe, Civic Media News.
People with disabilities are looking for a place to go deer hunting in Wisconsin this fall. The Department of Natural Resources is asking landowners to host disabled hunters. The program's been around for 30 years. There's more information on the DNR's website. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Luke Mathers, and this is Civic Media News.
For Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in Amory. It went from hot and humid to stormy yesterday in northwestern Wisconsin as severe storms damaged trees and buildings and caused flash flooding. 1-inch hail was reported in Polk County, while in Sawyer County there were numerous reports of trees snapped in half, blocking roadways and taking down power lines. Wind gusts with the storms were measured as high as 70 miles per hour in northwestern Wisconsin. The severe weather also disrupted the Polk County Fair, which shut down rides and some of its events due to the storms. Today, the severe threat moves to the bottom of the state, with temperatures in our area expected to be in the mid-80s. The next step in the proposed merger of Marshfield Clinic and Essentia Health was completed this week as the two healthcare systems announced that they would form a new regional healthcare system that covers four states. That includes northwestern and north central Wisconsin. The two companies expect to merge by the end of the year. The merger would still need to be approved by regulators. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Brewers take on the best team in baseball. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers are in Atlanta tonight to face the Braves, the team with the best record in the major leagues. The last time they faced them, the crew played them tough, but lost the series 2-1. Manager Craig Counsell.
Well, it's a good team. It's a team you want to, you know, that team's going to play in October. You know, we want to earn the right to play them again.
First pitch tonight, 6:20 at Trust Park. Adrian Hauser on the mound for Milwaukee. The Brewers made a trade. They sent shortstop Johnny Severino to the Pirates for veteran veteran first baseman Carlos Santana. He's 37 years old with 12 home runs this season, an on-base percentage of .732. College football, Brett Bielema on why he hired former Badgers defensive coordinator Jim Leonard to join his staff at Illinois.
He just had some presence and awareness on in-game moments. I'm like, hey, if you ever want to coach, you're going to be pretty good, right? Built up a really good relationship during his NFL career when I was a head coach of Wisconsin. And then when he got into coaching, you know, we would talk quite a bit.
Wisconsin's Barry Alvarez.
You know, Jimmy, you know, should be in football. I hate to see him step back from it. You know, he played for Brett. Brett knows him.
NFL Packers training camp practices continue. Yesterday, the offense losing to the defense in competition again, so that meant push-ups after practice. Running back A.J. Dillon.
It's awesome having those competition periods, and we want that challenge. We'll start winning some of these, but yeah, they got the first two.
I asked Jordan Love if Aaron Rodgers talked about being booed by fans back in 2008 when he replaced Brett Favre.
You know, he kind of talked about how it was for him, and obviously Brett leaving and things like that, his transition. And obviously, you know, he said it was hard as well. It's never easy.
The Broncos' new head coach, Sean Payton, telling USA Today that Nathaniel Hackett's time as Denver's head coach last year was one of the worst by a coach in NFL history. Hackett is now the offensive coordinator for the Jets. Head coach Robert Saleh asked to comment.
You know, he's been in the league a while. He can say whatever the hell he wants. But I kind of live by saying, if you ain't got no haters, you ain't popping. So hate away.
That's the Jets head coach Robert Saleh. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Thursday of July, the 27th day of the month, and I'm Stu Daniels. Welcome into the Stu Daniels Show. You can hear this program Monday through Friday from 8 to 10 a.m., and it's going to be another scorcher across western Wisconsin today, hot and humid just about everywhere with highs in the low to mid-90s. And in sports, yesterday was another good day. The Brewers blanked the Reds yesterday, 3-0. And they're now a game and a half ahead of the Reds in the NL Central. And today they're off. But this weekend they've got a big series down in Atlanta. It's a three-game series starting tomorrow night with the Braves. And some headlines for you for today. Nearly 1 in 4 Wisconsin high schoolers earned college credit in the 2021-22 school year. Also, Team Wisconsin topped all U.S. teams, winning 56 medals at the North American Indigenous Games held in Canada. A World War II ship that participated in D-Day is going to be visiting La Crosse on Labor Day weekend, and you will be able to tour that ship if you would like to. And the health administrator for the Forest County Potawatomi community is urging members to eat more traditionally for better health. And at 8:30 after 8 o'clock, the first story I want to get to you is the loss of another music icon. And as you may have heard, Sinead O'Connor passed away. She hasn't had any hits in quite a few years, but in the early and mid-90s, you could hear her on the radio and on television occasionally. Maybe you remember that she was originally supposed to be on Saturday Night Live when she first hit on the charts. But at the last minute, she pulled from the program because of the host. The scheduled host was Andrew Dice Clay, who was well known for his misogynistic humor. And she said she didn't want to be on the program with that guy. And so she didn't appear, but then did appear a couple of years later or so.
And as the United States was going to war in Afghanistan, she sang an a cappella version of the Bob Marley song, War, and then ripped up a photo of the Pope and talked about the fact or mentioned the fact that we have to fight the real oppressors or something to that effect. And of course, she was referring to the fact that at that time, 30 years ago, we were just starting to find out about the child sexual abuse that was going on in the Catholic Church for a long time. And so Sinead O'Connor, 56 years old, passed away yesterday. There's an interesting piece in the USA Today, and it says here, Jamie Lee Curtis, Melissa Etheridge, and more stars mourn Sinead O'Connor, saying, hope you're at peace. This piece was posted yesterday, USA Today. It says, nothing compared to Sinead O'Connor, and the world of entertainment is showing its love for the alternative rock icon. The Irish singer's death was announced Wednesday, per a family statement obtained by the BBC. Quote, her family and friends are devastated and have requested privacy at this very difficult time, O'Connor's family said in the statement. She was 56. The cause of death has not been revealed. USA Today has reached out to O'Connor's representatives for comment. Sinead O'Connor's death comes more than a year after her 17-year-old son Shane died by suicide in January of 2022, stars shared tributes on social media expressing their appreciation for the singer that had a big hit with that song called Nothing Compares to You, a song actually written by Prince. It says here, actress Jamie Lee Curtis said the news of O'Connor's death was so sad and recalled a moment she shared with the singer during a trip to Ireland. Quote, I once heard Sinead sing a cappella in an empty chapel in Ireland. It was under construction at the private home of our host, Curtis wrote. It was one of the most beautiful things I've ever heard in my life. We then went together to see Eminem at a festival. I loved her, her music, her life. Rest well. Rest in power. Rest in peace. End quote. Singer-songwriter Melissa Etheridge called O'Connor's death such a tragedy. What a loss, Etheridge wrote on Twitter. She was haunted all her life. What a talent. I remember my first Grammy show, meeting this small, shy Irish girl, Irish actress, Catriona Balfe. I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing that, shared a throwback photo of O'Connor on Instagram and praised her musical presence. Quote, I hope you are at peace and with your baby boy, she wrote. Thank you for sharing your soul with us and soothing us with your incredible voice, beautiful Sinead. Rapper and actor Ice-T commended O'Connor for her outspokenness as a public figure. He said, respect to Sinead. She stood for something unlike most people, Ice-T tweeted. Rest easy. Broadcaster and author Caitlin Moran called O'Connor the greatest voice of her generation. She was decades before her time and fearless, Moran wrote. Rest in power, Queen. English singer-songwriter and Yazoo vocalist Alison Moyet said she was heavy-hearted at the loss of Sinead O'Connor. Quote, wanted to reach out to her often, but didn't, Moyet tweeted. Astounding presence, voice that cracked stone with force and by increment. As beautiful as any girl around and never traded on that card. I loved that about her, end quote. Rock singer Bryan Adams remembered his musical colleague with a sweet tribute on Twitter. R.I.P. Sinead O'Connor, Adams wrote, I loved working with you, making photos, doing gigs in Ireland together. And chats. All my love to your family. So Sinead O'Connor, 56 years old, she's talked about mental health issues that she's suffered from practically her whole life. And just a little over a year ago that her 17-year-old son died by suicide. So the cause of her death is not known yet, or at least not publicly known. There's a piece here in Rolling Stone talking about artists making tributes to her last night at their shows. It says here that Pink and Brandi Carlile sing "Nothing Compares to You" tribute to Sinead O'Connor. It says here the Trust Fall singer remembered O'Connor's legacy during the first U.S. date of her summer carnival tour. On Wednesday night, last night, following the day's announcement that Sinead O'Connor died at the age of 56, Pink paid tribute to the Irish singer and songwriter during her summer carnival tour. The show was her first U.S. date, and while usually heavily choreographed, the artist paused the show to bring Brandi Carlile on stage to perform "Nothing Compares to You," originally written by Prince for his side project, The Family, and featured on the band's self-titled 1985 debut album. O'Connor's shot to fame with her rendition of the song in 1990. Her distinct vocal style would echo throughout the 90s, influencing singers such as Sarah McLachlan and Alanis Morissette, who said O'Connor's music was, quote, "really moving for me and very inspiring before I wrote Jagged Little Pill," end quote. And so why don't we listen to some music from Sinead O'Connor before we go to the break? 16 minutes after 8 o'clock, you're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
It's been 7 hours and 15 days since you took your love away. I go out every night and sleep all day since you took your love away. Since you've been gone, I can do whatever I want. I can see whomever I choose. I can eat my dinner in a fancy restaurant, but nothing, I said nothing can take away this blues. 'Cause nothing compares, nothing compares to you. Thank you.
The Todd Alba Show.
I've been pretty rough on the Joint Finance Committee.
I know what you're going to give bipartisan praise that they're going to raise the pay for district attorneys and public defenders. You don't get an attaboy for finally saying, we finally heard people cry uncle enough times. You either govern all the time or not once a decade when it's suddenly convenient. So,
but I think we have to at least give people hope once in a while that there is something happening in Madison that is a little bit on the good side.
The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago, and that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app, The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time, apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope I don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy today with a slight chance for scattered storms. High temperatures reach up to 85. Northeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Slight chance for scattered storms. Lows around 58. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 80. Mainly sunny skies and calm Sunday with daytime highs approaching 78. 81 Monday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK 1260 AM. Right now 68.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. WLAK.
Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show on a Thursday morning. We've got 22 minutes after 8 o'clock right now, and it's already 76 degrees in La Crosse. And even up in Hayward right now, it's 74 degrees. And I want to ask my producer, Aaron, since you are a lot closer to your high school days than I am to my high school days. When you were in high school, Aaron, did you have the opportunity to earn college credits?
I did, and I did take advantage of that opportunity. I did it in a few different ways. We had AP and IB classes at my high school. I took some of those, and then I also did take classes at the community college. That was mostly math.
Interesting. So, AP, I know that means advanced placement, right?
Yes.
It's for the smart kids. But tell me this, what does IB mean? I'm not familiar with that.
It stands for International Baccalaureate. It's similar to AP, but it is international. So it's a global program that it's a bit more intertwined and with a bigger focus on it. It's more similar to college, a bigger focus on like liberal arts, having wider perspectives, things like that. So like, for example, with AP, that's mostly English, calculus, history, things like that. But IB is a lot more writing papers about these things. I took an IB music class. That was really cool. and it still has like math and everything, but if you take the full IB course, you can earn a separate diploma for that international program. I did not do the full thing because I had already done AP calculus before it was time to do the IB program, and I didn't want to sit there for the same math again.
Have to do it over. I hear you. It's like once is enough. But well, that's interesting. I'm not even familiar with that IB program. You said the International Baccalaureate. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. And so it sounds like you probably feel like this idea of earning college credits while you're still in high school, that sounds like a pretty good idea, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think for me, it was very valuable. And for a lot of other people, it was as well that I know. Like, I didn't have to take any math classes in college along with some other subjects. It goes a long way for people who are, like, obviously, college is not for everybody. And not everybody is good at math in a school environment or English or any of those things. But for the people who are, it helps to keep them advancing at that age and be able to get a step ahead if they're able to do so.
Yeah. Well, you sold me. I agree with you. That's probably a good thing, being able to earn college credits while you're still in high school. And I'm so old that that wasn't even a thing when I was in high school. College credits weren't available. Nobody in my class or in my school was earning college credits while we were still in high school, but it is becoming very popular, or at least quite a bit more popular. This headline here from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel says more high schoolers are earning college credit in Wisconsin. A Wisconsin Policy Forum report found 23.5% of the state's high school students earned college credit in the school year of 2021-22. And so it's like not this past school year, but the school year before that. It says here nearly one in four Wisconsin high schoolers earned college credit in the 2021-22 school year through a public university or technical college. According to a Wisconsin Policy Forum study released yesterday, the number of high school students taking advantage of dual enrollment programs statewide has more than doubled in the past decade, rising to 69,471 in that school year, 2021-22, according to the study. It says here, researchers examined data from the Wisconsin Technical College system and the University of Wisconsin system, data on dual enrollment at Wisconsin's 22 private colleges and universities were not included in that study. So while dually enrolled in high school and college, students earn credits that can be used toward degrees at post-secondary institutions like four-year and two-year colleges. Most programs, but not all, are free for students because costs are covered by a mixture of outside sources like school districts and colleges. Most students will be able to find a program through their high school, local community college, or UW system campus. They might take classes in their high school building with a pre-approved teacher, or travel to a college campus, learn virtually, or some mixture in between. And after we take a break, we're going to discuss that a little bit more and also discuss just how important is education. Stick around. You're tuned into the Stu Daniels Show.
Up in the morning and out to school, the teacher is teaching the golden rule, American history and practical math. You study them hard and hoping to pass, working your fingers right down to the bone, and the guy behind you won't leave you alone. Ring, ring goes the bell, the cook in the lunchroom's ready to sell. You're lucky if you can find a seat. You're fortunate if you have time to eat. Back in the classroom, open your books. Gee, but the teacher don't know how mean she looks.
Soon as 3 o'clock rolls around, you find... This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. Three new criminal charges filed by Special Counsel Jack Smith, including allegations former President Trump attempted to destroy surveillance footage in the classified documents case. ABC's Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas has more.
Trump now facing two new counts of obstruction of justice, along with his current aide, Walt Nauta, and a new player, Mar-a-Lago's property manager, Carlos de Oliveira. According to the new superseding indictment, Trump, Nauta, and de Oliveira were allegedly concerned about a pending subpoena for surveillance footage.
Trump calls the charges harassment. The White House said President Biden would not pardon his son, Hunter, one day after his plea deal on tax and gun charges fell apart. President Biden travels today to Maine to sign an executive order that the White House says incentivizes manufacturing in the U.S. This is ABC News.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in Amory. A hearing yesterday in the case of a teenager accused of murdering a girl in Chippewa Falls sealed autopsy photos and videos from the investigation into the girl's death. The teenage boy, who is charged with killing 10-year-old Lily Peters in April of 2022, will appear in court August 7th as the judge will decide whether the boy will be charged as an adult or if the case will move to juvenile court. It went from hot and humid to stormy yesterday in northwestern Wisconsin as severe storms damaged trees and buildings and caused flash flooding. 1-inch hail was reported in Polk County, while in Sawyer County there were numerous reports of trees snapped in half, blocking roadways and taking down power lines. Wind gusts with the storms were measured as high as 70 miles per hour in northwestern Wisconsin. The severe weather also disrupted the Polk County Fair, which shut down rides and some of its events due to the storms. Today, the severe threat moves to the bottom of the state, with temperatures in our area expected to be in the mid-80s. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Econowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raise the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us. Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
No lie.
Dreaming out loud again. 8:35. Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. Music from Government Mule on a Thursday morning. And that's from their new album. They just released a new album about a month ago, an album of great music. And that song in particular, one of my favorites from that new album by Government Mule. And right now, we've got 72 degrees in Eau Claire. And in Amory, it's 73. Just before the break, we were discussing high school kids and the fact that they are earning college credits in Wisconsin, and it's about one in four now. A new study found that during the 2021-22 school year, year before last, 23.5% of the state's high school students earned college credits. And by the way, after we discuss this, I also want to get to another topic, like just how important is education and post-secondary education, college or technical schools? You know, some people these days say that, oh, college isn't worth it. You just want to find a good job. And some other people say that, well, if you go to college, they indoctrinate you to be some kind of a flaming liberal or something. Well, I don't know if that's true. But I do feel like education is important, and that an educated public is going to do a lot better than an uneducated public. But anyway, before we get to that story, I just want to finish this story about the high school students in Wisconsin earning college credits. I think that is a good idea. And I left off here, where they were talking about where or how the high school kids get their college credits. They might take classes in their high school building with a pre-approved teacher, or they might travel to a college campus. They can learn virtually, you know, online, or some mixture in between. And by the way, if you have an opinion on this, feel free to give us a call and let us know what you're thinking. The phone number is 715-388-7155. I would be interested to hear your opinion. This piece from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel continues, saying the most popular subjects among UW system classes that the high school kids are taking are mathematics, English, and Spanish, medical terminology, introduction to psychology, and oral/interpersonal communications were most popular among the WTCS dual enrollment courses studied in the Wisconsin Policy Forum report. And those are the technical colleges. So in the UW system, you've got math, English, and Spanish being the most popular. And at the technical colleges, it's the introduction to psychology, medical terminology, and oral/interpersonal communications. So the technical colleges, the WTCS transcripted credit program, drew in 50,863 students in that school year, 21-22. Those students all learned from their high school buildings without having to pay tuition. It's one of five dual credit programs offered by the state technical college system, all of which require students to be at least 16 years old. Another 9,910 students in that school year, 2021-22, enrolled in a college credit in high school program through the UW system. The college credit in high school programs go by different names on different system campuses. So you see, you had almost 51,000 students enrolled in the technical college program, and almost 10,000 students enrolled in the UW system program. So why are these programs increasing in enrollment? It says here researchers from the Nonpartisan Research Organization did not point to a specific force driving the increase in dual enrollment. Because of the array of programs available statewide, the steady and substantial enrollment increases could be tied to several factors, the study reads. But it's clear that for students, dual enrollment, which means going to high school and college at the same time, dual enrollment comes with a clear benefit: cost savings on an already expensive pathway toward a degree. For colleges, dual credit programs serve as a recruitment opportunity. Few studies on Wisconsin's dual credit options exist, despite national research suggesting their benefits. More statewide school enrollment and demographic data, plus coordination between the state's colleges and universities, are necessary to better understand dual enrollment in the state, the researchers wrote. And here's a quote. According to the report, it says, as dual credit participation increases, it becomes all the more important to make sure these programs are effectively serving students across the state and doing so equitably. Dual enrollment could be a tool to reduce disparities or widen them, depending on how it is used. The Milwaukee Public School District offers dual credit options through the Milwaukee Area Technical College and the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, among other post-secondary options. One example is the M3 program, or is it M cubed? That's a capital M with a 3 kind of raised above it or next to it. One example is the M3 program, which pays for Milwaukee students to take courses in nursing, general education, and teaching at MATC or UW-Milwaukee. Students are able to graduate the program with licensed practical nurse and certified nursing assistant certifications, which are, of course, LPN or CNA, or having completed general education requirements for most associates and bachelor's degrees. State data show 935 Milwaukee students completed at least one dual enrollment course in 2021/22, or about 4.7% of 9th through 12th graders. That's below the state average of 18.6% for that same age group. So, sounds like a good thing. High school kids taking college courses while they're still in high school. And the courses are free. So, that's another good thing, right? And just how important is college education or education after high school? It seems like these days you hear a lot of people saying, well, college isn't worth it. They're going to indoctrinate my kids into being some kind of a liberal. And I don't want that for my kids. But there is an interesting story in the Shepherd Express. Investing in UW is investing in Wisconsin's future. How can you argue that a good college program is not going to help, you know, the public in general? I think it's a good thing when people are educated and can think for themselves and have critical thinking skills. Wouldn't you agree? It's like, how can you argue against that? This piece was posted yesterday or the day before yesterday, the 25th, and it's by William Holohan. Investing in UW is investing in Wisconsin's future. The University of Wisconsin-Madison is recognized throughout the world as a premier research university. 60 years ago, to serve the growing post-World War II demand created by a more complex economy, this grand university was joined by 2- and 4-year college campuses to form the UW system that also became one of the best in the United States. Now, State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has declared that he is embarrassed to be a graduate of the UW system. Can you guess why he's embarrassed to be a graduate of the UW system? Well, if you mentioned or if you guessed that it's because of the UW system's diversity, equity, and inclusion programs, then you're correct, right? Who would want diversity, equity, and inclusion at a college campus? Well, that's his reason, DEI, the system's extraordinary efforts to attract, retain, and educate students from deprived backgrounds through its program of diversity, equity, and inclusion. The goal of DEI is to increase access and achievement through targeted advising on courses, study skills, tutoring, opportunities, and skills for thriving in the huge, unusual environment of a modern research university. What the speaker should be embarrassed about is the state's underfunding of the faculty and facilities of the system. Funding per student in the UW system now ranks 43rd in the nation, with no relief in sight in the recently passed state budget. Moreover, despite the pandemic-induced inflation of roughly 13% over 18 months, the faculty and staff were awarded a mere 2% salary increase in the current budget, even after a decade without any salary increase. Chronic underfunding will continue to cause serious damage to the competitive position of the university in the academic world. In turn, it will diminish the opportunities for the business community to hire highly educated graduates and to engage in collaborative projects with university personnel. So I'm going to give you just a little bit more of this before we go to the break. Two recent episodes illustrate this hostility to the UW system and its missions of research, teaching, and service. Denial of funding for the proposed UW-Madison Engineering Building and the deteriorating budget for UWM. And we'll get into that after we take a break. Stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Here's your updated forecast. Slight chance for scattered storms this afternoon. Otherwise, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. High of 85, northeasterly winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered storms again tonight. Lows level off around 58, partly cloudy. High of 80 tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. Upper 70s Sunday, low 80s Monday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 69.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Into the Sun, 8:53 on a Thursday morning. Music from Grand Funk Railroad. Man, those guys are on tour right now, traveling around, putting on good shows, from what I understand. One of my favorite bands from back in the day. Welcome back into the Stu Daniels Show. We've been talking education so far this morning. And if you would like to join us on the phone, feel free. The phone number is 715-388-7155. And just before the break, we were talking about investment in education. Is it a smart thing to do? Does it pay off? I would say, heck yes. Education is important. Nothing more important than education, right? If we have an educated public, then they will do better at taking care of themselves and taking care of our community, right? But anyway, just before the break, we were discussing a piece from the Shepherd Express by William Holohan. And he says that in the headline, investing in UW is investing in Wisconsin's future, and how important it is to invest in education. And the fact that the assembly speaker, the Wisconsin State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, has declared that he's embarrassed to be a graduate of the UW system. And the reason he's embarrassed is not because of lack of funding to the system, as has been the case for several years now, but his reason is because of DEI, the effort to attract, retain, and educate students from deprived backgrounds through its program of diversity, equity, and inclusion. Robin Voss doesn't like that diversity stuff. He doesn't like that equity stuff, and he doesn't like the inclusion stuff. He's embarrassed to be a part of that whole thing. So just before the break, we were discussing in this piece from Shepherd Express the fact that two recent episodes illustrate the hostility of some lawmakers to the UW system and its mission of research, teaching, and service. First of all, the denial of funding for the engineering building at UW-Madison, and also the deteriorating budget for UWM. So despite the state's current surplus of $7 billion that gerrymandered non-representative legislature has failed to include in the current budget, UW-Madison's proposal to construct a new state-of-the-art engineering facility. Currently, Wisconsin has hundreds of students in the queue seeking training in engineering and employers wanting to hire them. This new facility would add significantly to the capacity to meet that demand. Meanwhile, UW-Milwaukee is one of the greatest institutions in the country for the upward mobility of its graduates. Moreover, the Carnegie Foundation now ranks UWM research Tier 1, the top ranking. And despite its success, UWM's budget is being seriously neglected. Between 2015 and 2020, its main campus faculty numbers dropped by 24%. One consequence of that, the highly productive Milwaukee Institute of Drug Discovery once had a seasoned full-time leader with expertise in translating bench research into new drugs. Today, an excellent faculty member struggles part-time to lead the institute. Another issue is the space-strapped university received no support for its plan to renovate a vacant former hospital as new space for its College of Health Sciences. Former UW System President Ray Cross once observed that the future of Wisconsin runs through UW-Milwaukee. Recognizing the centrality of Milwaukee in Wisconsin's economy, that future seems a long way off unless the university receives needed funding. It's time to fund the UW system. Going to take a break. Everybody stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature. DiscoverTheForest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. All